is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. It gives me great pleasure to begin the discussion today, because since I have spoken with you last, several people have confided in me that they now have a greater grasp onto hope, and that their faith is increasing, and that the depression that they were going through is now seeming to be minimized because they're standing on the Word of God. And with that joy in my heart, our selected subject today is Don't Give Up Now, Keep At It. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 gave joy to me also. And the Word of God says, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. We all have a chance in this race. So we say to you, hang on in there. Picture this. The order on Amazon was placed, and when the package arrived, you couldn't help but let out a deep sigh as the process began to assemble the item. Now, the information on the box promised it would only take 20 minutes, but after 45 minutes of struggling, the overwhelming feeling arose to throw in the towel and toss all the parts aside. Knowing that what was ordered was needed and the amount of money spent, that idea immediately left. Keeping at it, assembling of the product was eventually completed because the determination to complete the task was now alive within. Honestly, this time, the instructions were read instead of just looking at the box or the picture, and now victory of a completed task was done because I kept at it. I refuse to give up. In the race of life, staying steadfast and resilient can often feel like an uphill battle. I'm sure that each one of us at some point in our lives just felt like we were not going to win, and that it was a struggle to try to get to the end of the race. However, for those who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, we learned that there are powerful tools available to help navigate the journey. Reading the Bible, praying daily, and fellowshipping with like-minded believers. These practices not only provide spiritual nourishment, but also offer guidance, strength, and a sense of community. Reading the Bible is akin to receiving a divine roadmap for life. You must follow the directions or the instructions. The scriptures are filled with wisdom, encouragement, and instructions that can help believers stay on the course. The Bible offers stories of faith and perseverance and God's unwavering love, which can inspire and motivate individuals to keep moving forward, even when the path seems daunting. Do not look back. Move forward. The race is at the end. The prize is at the end. Don't look back, even when it seems like you can't make it, but you will. Keep at it. Don't give up. By regularly immersing oneself in the Word, believers can gain a deeper understanding of God's promises and His plan for their lives. This spiritual insight can be a source of comfort and direction, helping them to make decisions that align with their faith and values. Don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. When the family was escaping to the mountains, they were instructed not to look back. But she looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. So we say, just look forward. Stay in God's word. Stand on His word and believe Him. And you will have the comfort that you need. He promised that to us. Another tool, daily prayer. That's an essential tool in the believer's arsenal. Don't wait until trouble comes to pray. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is a direct line of communication with God, allowing individuals to express their fears, hopes, and gratitude. You can give it to God. You don't have to have guided, a guarded conversation when you are talking to God. You can tell it to Him just as it is. And someone wrote a song once that said, "Central is never busy, always on the line." You can talk to God anytime. And you don't have to worry. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. God will never place you on hold, neither will He send your prayer request to voicemail. That's not our God. Tell Him what you want Him to know. It is through prayer that believers can seek the guidance. You'll find solace and draw strength from their relationship with the divine. I promise you, if you just make connection with God, you will feel that strength that tells you, do not give up. Keep at it. Consistent prayer fosters a sense of peace and trust in God's plan, even when life's challenges seem insurmountable. It is a practice that can transform worry into faith and despair into hope, providing the spiritual resilience needed to stay in the race. Now, if you should fall while in this race, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and get back in the race. Do not give up. Keep at it. Remember, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but you must stay in there to the end. Another tool, fellowshipping with like-minded believers is essentially crucial. Spend your time with people who have the same desire to live for God. Being part of a community or family of faith offers support. You receive encouragement and accountability. It is written, this fellowship, that believers can share their struggles and victories. It is written that we pray for one another and that we will grow together in this spiritual journey. We must pray for one another. It is within this fellowship that we'll find the strength and the courage and the growth to take us through. This sense of belonging and mutual support can be incredibly empowering, reminding individuals that they are not alone in this race. You do not run this race alone. The collective faith and shared experiences of the community can serve as a powerful reminder of God's presence and work in our lives. You need someone who has that same mind that you have. They will encourage you. Keep at it. Revamp when necessary. Revise. Rejuvenate. Whenever possible. But stay in the race. Keep at it. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like. Talk to someone else. Listen to their testimony. And when they have been successful, you can say to yourself, God, if you did it for that person, I know you will do it for me. Don't give up now. Here is a summary of today's discussion. Staying in the race of life requires more than just personal determination. It necessitates spiritual tools that provide strength, guidance, and community. Remember that. We need those tools in our arsenal. We need those that we will have strength. We will have guidance. Yes, we will. So by reading the Bible, praying daily, and fellowshipping with like-minded believers, individuals can find the resilience and support needed to persevere. These practices not only deepen one's faith, but also create a solid foundation upon which to navigate the complexities of life, ensuring that they remain steadfast in their journey with Christ. When you stand on the Word of God, you are standing on a solid foundation that will never give away. So, my friends, I say to you today, don't give up now. Keep at it. Stay in the race. Run anyhow. The prize is at the end. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all. Keep at it. Stay in the race. You are a winner. Yeah.